Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
All right, roll out the royal red carpet because guess who's coming to dinner? Well, maybe not dinner, but they're coming to L.A., Prince William and Kate Middleton. They're coming to America. That's right. They announced yesterday that they're bringing the Earthshot Prize Awards to Boston.
The old Earthshot Prize Awards.
Yes, Charles, to Boston in December. And they say they'll make a quick trip to L.A. right after.
Going to Disneyland, no doubt.
No, I don't think so.
To learn how to be a real princess.
I don't think they're going to Disneyland.
Yeah, there's Donald Duck.
Dumbo.
And I'm going to see Dumbo, my father.
This will be the third time the royal couple have crossed the pond. The last time that Wills and Kate were in LA was right after their royal wedding back in July of 2011. And at that time, they visited, well, imagine this, Santa Barbara and the Santa Barbara Polo Club, where Harry now plays polo.
So you think they're going to go up to Santa Barbara to see Harry and Meghan and hang out and have barbecue behind the house?
Well,
put up a bounce house?
That is the big question, is will they visit Harry and Meghan in Montecito?
How about no?
How about no? I bet you're right. And speaking of Meghan, oh dear, yesterday the book came out about Meghan and Harry. Speaking of revenge, that's the title. Revenge, Meghan, Harry, and the War Between the Windsors. And by the sounds of it, Meghan and Harry probably not enjoying the buzz out. However, Tom Bauer, the dude who wrote the biography, he's got some stuff to tell you, not just in the book, but this is what he discovered writing the book.
There's a whole story about her attitude to people she works with, especially in a photo shoot about Reitman's, a sort of Marks and Spencer's chain store in Canada, where the experience for all the 80 crew was just horrendous. And there was two agents who told horrible stories about her bullying and her oppression. That was really quite a revelation. Her father finally opened up quite a lot about the relationship. I went to Mexico for 2 days, and it was fascinating. And there were people in Hollywood who did speak, who told very interesting stories about Suits, for example, how she became Rachel Zane, and as Rachel Zane became her, and how she, and in Toronto, how she built up her profile. That was pretty impressive. But, you know, overall, I came across with the impression of a woman who is very intelligent, very determined, very ambitious, but also ruthless. And in the end, in her terms, successful.
Yeah, that's why she fit right in.
That's why she fit into the monarchy.
I mean, honestly, those are some fighting words. I can't wait to hear what Meghan's people say.
She'll bully him.
Well, the book came out yesterday, so happy reading, Meghan and Harry, at 6:08 with
Harold. I have a brand new hit. I'd like it to be played on KEARTH 101.
Okay, Charles.
Because you know
sorry.
I'm sad and lonely. Uh-oh. Because my daddy wasn't there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Charles, you idiot.
I'll say.
Yes, I wasn't there. No, I'm crying right now, Lisa.
All right, will you go off and boo-hoo?
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat candy.